Now, there's a video I came across in my feed, and it's essentially a video prioritizing masculinity, essentially, or the traits that are associated with it. Of course, nobody ever does this with women. You'll never see a video where you have a woman being emotional and illogical and acting in a stereotypical feminine way and having that being pejoritized and portrayed negatively. Oh no, but a man? Even though supposedly any kind of traits, any kind of behavior that is associated with being of a specific gender has nothing to do with biological determinism and is all a social construct. So apparently men somehow adopted all of the most negative aspects of behavior that human beings could possibly partake in, while women, who were supposedly put into the most disadvantageous position in human culture, society, because, they've been oppressed for so long, were given the roles and behaviors that were the most positive and beneficent within humanity. Yet that makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't the patriarchy, which is supposed to be running things, adopt all the behaviors that were best and portrayed the best and appreciated the most among humanity? Instead, they apparently adopted all the worst possible behaviors. That's because they were doing evil things like conquering and starting wars so they could rule over everybody. That's automatically evil. So, of course, men and supposed ideal male behavior is negative in nature, while women, well, they're positive in nature. Okay. All right, whatever. Yeah, trying to get into the head of a lefty. Good luck. So let's see where this video takes us, shall we? So we got a baby crying. All right. Male baby. Let's see where this goes.
You got it?
So initially we had a baby there, a baby crying in the mommy's arms. Everything's good. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful. And of course, in that scene, it's only a woman, no man, just a woman. So at the very beginning, everything's great, everything's fine. Until the evil, toxic male came into the picture and decided to poison that baby is now a boy, to poison his brain with his evil gender stereotypes.
Get up with your big, strong muscles and bring it over here to the shop.
Oh, did you hear that? Hear that? Let's hear that again.
You got it? Pick it up with your big, strong muscles and bring it over here to the shop.
Yeah, pick it up with your big, strong muscles, which aren't big or strong until I told you that you need to be big and strong as a man, because to be big and strong as a man, well, that's a gender stereotype, don't you know? Men aren't naturally stronger than women. They're not even naturally strong. They only make themselves strong by applying themselves and choosing to be strong because they have to be strong because they're men. But I'm just pushing that on you. It's a social construction. You wouldn't be big and strong if I wasn't pushing you to be big and strong and making you big and strong. That's evil. Yeah, being strong. Strength, that's bad. Wait a second. Aren't women always talking about it, trying to teach other women to be strong and independent? It's okay for women to be strong. We want to displace the men with the women because they're easier to control. Oh, I see. So the message to men is they have to be weak. No, just more emotional. Oh, you want to invert it all and make the boys with the girls with the boys. I see. Ah. Well, doesn't that totally completely contradict your whole bullshit ideology about everything's a social construct? Shut up, bigot! All right, let's continue.
Boys can be loving.
So, of course, the implication that is initially the case is that what they're saying is that boys aren't loving, but they can be. So, boys can be loving. So, the implication is that they're not taught to be, but they can be. Oh. Men aren't loving? Really? We're not naturally loving. Is that what you're saying? Even though you deny the existence of biological determinism and argue that there is no such thing as behavioral representations of biological realities, right? Being a man doesn't have, in any way, shape, or form, make you have any type of preferences, or nor does it mean that you're going to behave in a certain way. It's all social construct. Okay.
Fast, 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 fast.
I need you to be brave, okay?
Even the woman is pushing this toxic masculinity. What's wrong with being brave, by the way? If there's no brave people, who's going to fight? Who's going to defend? Who's going to keep us safe? Oh, nobody. Oh, I see.
Gotta go.
Boys can be shy.
So the opposite of being brave is shy? You can be shy, but being shy is not a good thing. Are they trying to push being shy as good? Of course. Yeah. But what's the opposite of brave? It's not shy, it's cowardice. And yeah, shyness is a form of cowardice, honestly. It's just a... But we're couching it in a way where that's acceptable. If we just use the word cowardice, oh, well, that's got a negative connotation. But if we couch it as being shy, that's okay. No, it's actually not okay. Human beings are social creatures. Human beings are social animals, don't you know? Being shy is not conducive to success. Anyway, continue. Gotta love the music, it's so ominous.
Boys can be sad.
Yeah, you can be sad, boys can be sad, you can be sad, it's okay to be sad, I guess. But it should be transitory. And why would you want to encourage sadness? Oh, I think I know. Oh, look at this boy, he's crying. By the way, notice they're trying to represent everything that's a negative as a positive. I don't think it's a good idea to be sad. Aren't these the same people that are always arguing that you can never offend them, that you should never say anything that's offensive, that hurts people's feelings, because, you know, that would lead to sadness, and sadness can lead to self-deletion! Now, we only care about people self-deleting if they're trannies or gay or if they have our political views. If it's a white, straight boy, that's okay. We want to encourage him to be sad, and which will lead to depression, and then he'll self-delete, which is good. It serves our agenda. Less white people!
Why are you crying?
Boys don't cry, man. Be a big boy, please.
Yeah, because stoicism, fortitude, strength are bad. You know, see, look at the society we live in. Even women are pushing the evil idea that men should, deny their emotions. By the way, these are the same women that don't want to be with a dude that displays weakness. Yeah, go out there, dudes. Try crying in front of some broad. See how long she sticks around.
Boys can be self-conscious.
What? I didn't understand that. What did he just say? Boys can be...
Boys can be self-conscious.
Oh, boys can be self-conscious. But is it good to be self-conscious? I mean, you should be self-conscious to a certain extent so you don't shame yourself unless you're one of these leftoids and you have no shame. But otherwise, yeah, self-conscious to a certain extent, sure. I would think self-aware would be... better. Self-awareness is better than being self-conscious. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but if you're constantly self-conscious and constantly worrying about what other people think about you, how other people feel about you, then you're going to be too concerned with what other people think, and then you're going to spend too much time trying to be what other people want you to be rather than being who you are and not giving a fuck. Yeah, so they want you to care far too much about what other people think and feel. I wonder why. Look at that, he's doing push-ups. He's trying to make himself stronger. That's so evil. Don't be strong, little white boy. You don't need to be strong. The world doesn't reward strength. Being strong doesn't enable you to be a better survivor. There's no such thing as survival of the fittest. That's a myth.
Boys can be intelligent.
Oh, so, why'd they throw that scene in there? Little boy kissing the girl. Is it because now they're trying to veer into being what is, now politically correct and acceptable, so that's his reward for being less toxically male? Oh. Now you're going to be punished! Now we're going to punish you for being intelligent! Man! And who's gonna punish him? Other men who are toxic!
Why is it always about-
Oh, wow, what is this?
Using words!
Wow! Whoa! We went from a normal family to domestic violence. By the way, who just threw that item? Who just acted violently and started throwing shit around? It was the woman. So, what's the message? Toxic masculinity. Masculinity leads to domestic violence? Masculinity is, by its very nature, toxic and leads to domestic abuse and violence? That seems to be the message that they're trying to put forward.
But boys can't be afraid.
Oh, we can't be afraid! No, you can be. But you see, you can't let your fear stop you from acting. Okay? That's courage. Courage, yeah, you have fear, but you act in spite of it. Nobody ever said that boys can't be afraid. But you can't let your fear control you. And what they want is you to be overly emotional. And they want you to have your fear control you so they can control you through fear. They being the global elites, baby. The bankers and their politician puppets, yo. What the fuck? So just out of nowhere, some kid goes up to another kid and starts beating the shit out of him. Why? Ah! He's just male. That's just what boys do. Because boys will be boys, don't you know?
Boys can't be gentle.
What? So that's the message? That's the message? Boys can't be gentle, really? Men can't be gentle? So what they're implying here when they say can't be this, can't be that, is that gender, stereotypical gendered behavior is nothing more than a social construct. And yet at the same time, they're saying all of these behaviors that they're portraying as negative are 100% associated with men. That all these type of behaviors are gendered, even though it's all a social construct. Isn't that contradictory? No! Men adopted all these behaviors because they're good. They're great for people who want to colonize and conquer and oppress others. I mean, kind of like the way you lefties act now. Shut up, bigot! Oh, so they want the women to be strong and resilient, the boys to be weak and timid.
I don't understand what the big deal is. I mean, isn't this just boys being boys?
Yes, isn't it just boys being boys? This sounds like that fucking Gillette ad. Remember that fucking advert that a company that's almost 100% geared toward men with the products they produce attack masculinity? Hey, boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. Now look at this. He's young. He hasn't been fully cooked yet. He's crying. It's natural to cry. Boys would be just like girls if you just let them be. Would they? Would they really? So you're saying that girls are the ideal. But doesn't that mean then that there's actual gendered behavior and that it's not a social construct? Because if you keep implying that it is a social construct, then men advertently or inadvertently gave women all of these so-called best and most positive traits and they themselves adopted the worst, most negative traits? They go against their own well-being. Isn't that what you'd be saying? And isn't that totally, completely, 100% illogical? Oh, my.
Boys can't be weak.
What does that mean? What do you mean? Isn't that the message they tell girls these days? You can't be weak. You gotta be strong. You gotta be independent, which means you gotta be strong. If you're gonna be independent, you have to be strong. So it's okay to make women, to tell women they have to be this, that, and the other. But if you try to tell boys that, oh, that's wrong, that's evil, oh, that's toxic masculinity. You mean the very behavior that you want women to adopt? That's interesting. It's the logic. So they're trying to associate negative behavior with being strong, both physically and mentally. Don't be strong mentally. Don't have stoicism. Don't have resilience and courage. Don't be brave. Be afraid. Be weak. Be cowardly. Be timid. I mean like a woman. Shut up! That's not what it means to be a woman. It means being a woman means being strong and independent. So there is such a thing as gendered behavior. Shut up, bigot! You sexist scum, you!
Boys can't be timid. boys.
Oh, look at that look on her face. She got all scared. He's looking at me the pervy way. That creepy boy.
Can't be hurt.
Boys can't be hurt. What? Well, yeah, we can. What are you talking about? This nonsense. By the way, who's telling boys that they can't be hurt? Oh, look at this evil, toxic boy. He was just looking at some girl, and she don't like him, so now he's attacking her. Yeah, says that's toxic masculinity. Yeah. By the way, isn't this actually the way that the majority of women attack other women and men alike? Isn't it? Through rumors and rumor mongering and character assassination. No! No such thing as gender behavior! Even though you'll find women doing this kind of thing far more than men. There's a lot of violence in this. Jeez, every other fucking scene is some boys beating each other up. Fucking A. So that's what it means to be a man? Fucking A, I can't remember the last time I was in a fight. I guess I didn't get the message. This is what it means to be a man, huh?
Boys can't look soft.
What? They did something underhanded? Did they put something in her drink? Are they getting ready to do something horrible to this girl? Right, because being a man means, you know, drugging girls, right? Because being a toxic male, that means drugging people. I would agree that it means you're toxic, but not necessarily a toxic male, just a toxic human, because any and all of these behaviors that they're representing can and are inflicted on other human beings by both men and women. They're not in any way, shape, or form gendered.
Boys can't be powerless.
What the fuck? So she's impaired. She's been drugged and he's leading her upstairs? The implication being to a bedroom to do what? To rape her? To...
Because boys don't cry.
So raising a boy to be a boy is going to make him a rapist. It's going to make him somebody that sexually assaults women. Wow. And of course, if you keep repeating this message, of course, eventually, everybody's going to believe it, even though there's no evidence of that. I ain't ever raped anybody. Not ever. And my father was a hell of a lot stricter than this kid's father. The fuck? So, let's do a rundown. Teaching boys to be strong, resilient, in control of their emotions will make them into violent, sociopathic, narcissistic rapists. I wasn't aware of the correlation between those things. Last I checked, being resilient was virtue. Last I checked, courage was a virtue. So being virtuous is actually something that will lead to vices. So interesting. Is there anything else to this? Or they can be so much more. Oh, so men being men, as they have been traditionally represented and taught to be, is limiting. Gender stereotypes, they limit you. You can be so much more. You can be a woman, which is what they want you to become. Yeah, because being strong, brave, courageous, resilient, confronting your fears, having discipline, that's not enough. That's for sure these days. Of course, women don't know what they want these days. They say they want one thing, they actually want another. Oh, you'd be so much more. So much more. Does anybody say this to women? No. Because they're being exactly what we want them to be. But you damned evil men, you won't fall in line. Help us promote a healthier, more positive masculinity. You mean femininity? What the fuck is positive about being a shy, cowardly, timid, emotional, weak individual? How the hell are those positives? All those things are negative. So they want to take everything that's a negative, present it as a positive, and then get you to flip the script and invert what it means to be a man and adopt all of the most negative traits of humanity. That's what leads to rapists. Not this. This is bullshit. Fuck you. So I have to embody the worst of humanity to be the best of humanity. By the way, I thought that you lefties were all about my truth and there was no such thing as reality, objective reality. Then how can you label some behavior as positive and another behavior as negative when you promote bullshit like my truth and relativism? Oh, well, you know. I'm expecting lefties to be consistent in their application of non-logic. I'm expecting lefties to use logic. Stupid me. Let's see. Anything else? It's got 7 seconds left. Any more cliche bullshit? White ribbon. Yeah. Boysdon'tcry.ca. Oh, God. There's some big money behind this. So, there you go. There you go. Apparently, being a man, being a traditional male, meaning you take care of your woman, you protect your kids, you protect your family, you have courage, you're strong, you're a leader, you're not timid or cowardly. These are all bad. You need to be shy and timid and cry a lot. As a man, you need to be a crybaby, yo. Yeah. And you need to be afraid. And not just afraid, because, come on, this bullshit about them saying, oh yeah, men are taught not to be afraid, they're not afraid. That's bullshit. And they know that's bullshit. What they're really saying is, men are afraid, we get afraid, women get afraid, everybody gets afraid, but we want you to succumb to your fear. We want you to be controlled by it. We want you to be controlled by your emotions. To hell with logic and reason, you evil, toxic men. And adhering to logic and reason makes you evil and toxic because that's part of white supremacy. Because us and our bigotry of low expectations don't associate that with black and brown people. It's just whitey that has logic and reason, and he's used that to oppress and impoverish blackie and brownie. So you need to discard that and be controlled by your emotions and your fears. And we're really, really good at leading people by the nose. We're really, really good at controlling people through their fears, through their emotions. And that's why we want you to be more emotional and fearful. So how dare you consider using logic and reason, motherfucker? Be timid, be cowardly, be shy, be afraid of other people to the extent that you never, ever interact with others. And live entirely online. You're disconnected from everybody. No sense of community. Nothing for you to defend. No family, no wife, no kids. You have nothing. So, of course, you're going to be happy. Eat the bugs. So, there you go. There you go. Apparently, being masculine and loaded up with testosterone and doing things that will contribute to ever higher levels of testosterone is bad, is evil. Deny your inner self. Deny what it means to be a man. Because there's no such thing as what it means to be a man, even though we're telling you what it means to be a man. When they say something like, well, you need to adopt a more positive form of masculinity, you're saying that being a man means something. That there's actually some kind of objective, identifiable, definable traits that define what it means to be a man. While at the same time saying that it's all a social construct. So interesting. So there you go. There you go. So let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of this social deconstructivist crap. Will being a traditional male lead you to be an abusive, wife-beating, child-beating, woman-drugging rapist, as they've implied? Or will adopting the very traits that they have suggested are the positive ones, will those traits turn you into a woman-beating, woman-drugging, abusive rapist? Let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel. If you have not already, bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.